Mickey Mouse, Mega Gun, remixed by DJs, Food K, and Crazy. Originals by Bababababababas.
Just because it's legal doesn't make it right. La 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 la. Just because it's legal doesn't make it right. La 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 la. Just because it's legal doesn't make it right. Republic Law 105-209, 105th Congress, an act to amend the provisions of Title 17 United States Code with respect to the duration of copyright and for other purposes. Note: October 27, 1998, Session 505, be enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress Assembled. Title 1. Note: Sunny Bear No Copyright Term Extension Act. Copyright Term Extension Section 101, Short Title Note, 17 U.S.C. 101 Note, this title may be referred to as the Sunny Bear No Copyright Term Extension Act, Section 102, Duration of Copyright Provisions, A, Preemption with respect to other law, Section 301C of Title 17, United States Code, is limited by striking February 15, 2047, each place that appears, inserting February 15, 2067, the duration of copyright, works created on or after January 1, 1978, Section 302 of Title 17, United States Code, is limited, 1, in subsection A by striking 50 and inserting 70, 2, in subsection B by striking 50 and inserting 70, 3, in subsection C in the first sentence, A by striking 75 and inserting 95, and B by striking 100 and inserting 120, 4, in subsection E in the first sentence, A by striking 75 and inserting 95, B by striking 100 and inserting 120, and C by striking 50 each place that occurs and inserting 70. La 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 la. Just because it's legal doesn't make it right. La 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 la. Just because it's legal doesn't make it right. United States Court of Appeals, Sixth Circuit. Rich Ward Music, Incorporated, Ted Arnie, Earth of Dimension Films, Ted Arnie, Ralph E. Rod Jr., Circuit Judge, Plaintiffs, Rich Ward Music, Incorporated, Westbound Records, Incorporated, Southfield, Incorporated, and Nine Records, Incorporated, and Incorporated, appeal from several of the district courts, findings with respect to the copyrighted infringement claims asserted against No Limit Films. The section arises out of the use of a sample from a composition and sound recording, Get Off Your Ass and Jam, Get Off, Get Off Your Ass and Jam, Jam, hereafter, Get Off in a Rap Song, 100 miles, and Run, hereafter 100 miles, which was included in the soundtrack of the movie I Got a Robot, hereafter profiled specifically. The claims in this case were brought by all four plaintiffs, Rich Ward and Southfield, which are in the business of music publishing and exploiting musical composition copyrights. Rich Ward and Southfield, which are in the business of music publishing and exploiting musical composition copyrights, PS Sound Records and Nine Records, which are in the business of recording and distributing sound recordings. It was conceded at the time of summary judgment, however, that neither Southfield nor Nine Records had any ownership interest in the copyrights at issue in this case. As a result, the district court ordered that they be jointly and severally liable for 10% of the attorney fees and costs awarded to No Limit Films. Rich Ward and Westbound claim to own the musical composition and sound recording copyrights in Get Off Your Ass and Jam, Get Off, Get Off Your Ass and Jam, Jam, by George Clinton Jr. and the Funkadelic. We assume, as did the district court, that plaintiffs would be able to establish ownership in the copyrights they claim. There seems to be no dispute either that Get Off was digitally sampled or that recording 100 miles was included on the soundtrack of I Got a Hook. To begin with, there is means of enforcement. Get a license or do not sample. We do not see this as stifling creativity in any significant way. Get a license or do not sample. Sample. We do not see this as stifling creativity in any significant way. Sample is without infringing, be able to take three notes from a musical composition, for example, but not three notes by way of sampling from a sound recording. Why compare note A in these three, or why should substantial similarity not enter the equation? Our first answer to this question is what we have earlier indicated. We think this result is dictated by the applicable statute. Second, even when a small part of a sound recording is sampled, the part taken is something of value. No further proof of that is necessary than the fact that the producer of the record or the artist on the record intentionally sampled because it would, one, save costs, or two, add something to the new recording, or three, vote for the sound recording copyright holder. It is not the song, but the sounds that are fixed in the media of the choice. Those sounds are sampled, they are taken directly from that fixed media. It is a visual making rather than intellectual. La 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 la. Just because it's real doesn't make it right.